The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
I hadn't seen it in like 20 years, so it was so nice to like rewatching it, see like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, so young, Kristen Dunst, like,
oh, baby,
yeah,
babies, yeah. Babies, Antonio Banderas, everyone, and everyone did such a good job,
yeah,
such, and what an like interesting, you know, angle to vampires.
I think like that is the type of vampire stuff that is good to me.
Yeah,
you know, because then we got into like the Twilight
era,
and it just got too cheesy.
Twilight era was a mistake,
but it kept going.
It kept going for like three books, and I remember reading the first one and thinking like, "Oh, you know, it's good. It's not bad." The book, but then the cast, I was like, "This just really damaged the whole thing." You know, like, listen, Kristen Stewart has come a long way.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh.
She has come a long way. But that role, that nervousness, I'm like, girl, get it together. Also, in the book, she wasn't like that.
I didn't love Bella's character in the books, though. Like, I found her to be very weak.
Yes, but she wasn't that weak.
She wasn't, like, shaking him.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't... That was definitely a character choice, for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I guess maybe she didn't know how to act around men.
Maybe.
Since she's a lesbian now, right?
Yeah. I also think that was, like, her second job or some shit like that. Actually, no, I mean, she was in Panic Room when she was really little.
That's true. But this is probably going to be, like, the...
biggest break.
Yeah. You know, it's a franchise. Like, the books had done really well. So, I don't know. Maybe it was, like, the pressure of it. And she was just trying too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Wait, how did we end up in this conversation?
We're talking about vampires.
Oh, right. Right.
Vampire.
Yes. Shit.
You mean us and our tangents?
Like. I'm like, wait. Well, so yeah, we watched Interview with the Vampire, and it was fucking great. And what a great plot and what a great storyline. Mm-hmm. Every actor did their job, and it was just really. And I can't believe I chose to watch it over the weekend. We were like looking at options, and I said like, "You haven't seen that?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "No, what is it?" And I'm like, "This is a classic." And when I started saying the people that were in it, he's like, "Wait, really?" And I was like,
"Yeah,
we're gonna watch it right now."
Yeah,
it was really, really good. Let me see. Did I watch anything else? I don't think so. There's, you know, the tickets for Wicked are on sale now. They're out there. Mm-hmm. I have not bought mine yet because I'm playing it safe because Miami doesn't have like a big musical theater audience. So
yeah,
but I'm definitely gonna see it when it comes out
for
right
sure.
Away.
Yeah. Thanksgiving weekend. I'm
it looks
there.
Really, really good.
It does look really good. I'm bummed that it's two parts and we're going to have to wait like a year for the next part. I'm so impatient.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to give us like a teaser.
I hope
at the
so.
Because
I would think all of it's filmed already,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I think they're done filming. Yeah. Hopefully. Anything, like, do you watch anything interesting aside of what we're discussing today?
I mean, I wouldn't say interesting, but I have now begun watching the next season of Love is Blind.
Oh, God.
You, I don't know why I do it.
You and Trey.
I think
I'm like,
because,
don't tell me you're watching that again. It's like, it's so good.
But it makes me feel better about myself, I think, because just, I'm terrible seeing these people.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm so in love. And then a month later, just breaking it off and being like, I hate this person. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
I'm just so jaded and bitter.
Yeah.
So.
No, I. It's just so unrealistic, too. It's reality show.
Nine
and it's like,
days after meeting someone and you're getting engaged.
No.
And you're in love. No. And you haven't seen that. I'm sorry, but looks matter. How they act in certain situations matter. I mean, let's say you go on a date with someone and you do the traditional, like, let's go grab something and eat.
Mm-hmm.
To me, simple things of, do they hold the door open for you?
Mm-hmm.
Are they nice to people who work in customer service? That's a huge one for me.
Yeah.
Like, if they're nasty to the waiter, I'm out.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's major ick. right there.
1,000%. Yeah. So gross. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I just,
oh, God.
Yeah. Get it. Cut loose. Get out. So just things like that. Do they chew with their mouth open?
Oh, God.
Like, mwah, mwah,
can you mwah. Imagine?
Yeah, like brothers and sisters. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Yeah, no, I'm out. So just little things like that for me make a difference.
Yeah.
So
listen, thing is, love is blind. Like, you're like embarrassed by it, but it's like 90% of population watch that shit.
So many people watch it. You know,
I am the rare one that I like. And listen, some seasons at the end I get into it because like Trey has been playing back to back, and I'm like, okay, why is this person doing this? And he has to explain to me, but. You know, it's the normal guilty pleasure. Everybody has it.
It is definitely,
you know, guilty. My shit is like bullshit, like Dance Moms. You know,
or it's a good one though. I did love Dance Moms.
We're still watching. We're on season 4 now. It's good. Abby is fucking nuts, and it's like the more we watch it, it's like her method was horrible. We understood her goal, like what she wanted, but her as a teacher, oh God, no, none of them talk to her anymore. What does that say to you? And karma got her bad,
like really bad.
Yeah, like it came for her. Yeah. But none of those kids talked to her.
She was pretty shitty to them.
Exactly.
I mean, you can be like tough, but in a loving way,
like the Pop Academy.
Yeah. They were tough on them, but it was from a place of, we want you to succeed.
Exactly, exactly. She says things to them in person, and then to the camera, they're like, oh, Chloe is a lovely girl. She's so talented. I just want her to be the best that she can be. And to Chloe, you're stupid. It's like, why don't you say that to her instead of the camera?
Right.
It's so upsetting, you know, because all these kids are so, they're already talented. They're rare.
Yes.
They're a rare case.
They were all so good.
None of them dance anymore. No one. She gets a gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like as a career, none of them.
They're traumatized.
There you go.
See, this is why we need to
exactly.
Do it together.
Exactly.
Oh, at the same time.
Yeah.
I do a Coke.
Yeah, literally. It's really sad, but it's such a good show. It's really like I can put my mind, you know, to rest while I'm watching it. What else? What else can I tell you? I think that's pretty much it. Of like the. I want to say to the listeners, we apologize. I think there's somebody vacuuming.
Yeah. It's like background noise.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be able to take it off, but oh my God, it's so loud.
Well, they're cleaning now.
That's important. Okay, so do we want to tell them what we're discussing today?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so I went in. I knew before we say it, I kind of knew the story of this because this, I want to say this was a remake.
Yes, it's a remake several times over based off.
I knew it wasn't just one time. I'm like, this is probably like the third time that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's based on a book. I know you read the book.
Yes.
I have not read the book.
Yes.
So I try to go in blindly.
Mm-hmm.
With it, so today we're discussing Salem's Lot, speaking of vampires, great segue.
Yeah,
which is it's based on Stephen King's novel, right?
Correct.
Salem's Lot, and Tracy just told us right now it's been done already.
Yes, several times.
More than once.
Yeah.
So, you know, this one came out recently.
This one is like brand new. It came out on Max on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so it's perfect for spooky season, you know, especially for people like me that I'm like, oh, I just want to watch as many as possible this month.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into it. Now that you read the book, you want to tell them a little bit like about the synopsis?
Sure. I mean, to be fair, like, I read the book years ago, so I only remember, like, a little bit anyway. It honestly wasn't one of my favorites of his anyway, so I think I kind of was just like, I read it, and then it left my brain.
Yeah.
So I don't remember much about the book. But basically what it is it's this young man, his name is Ben Mears. Mm-hmm. He used to live in Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
He moved to New York, and now he's coming back. He's a writer, and he's going to do some research for a new book. And it's just sort of like, what's happening in this town? Because then there's this other guy, Barlow, and Straker, who move into this, like, spooky, dookie-ookie house up at the top of a hill.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, who are the new people in town?
Yes.
And then people start dying and
strange things
start happening within the town.
Which, I don't know if you felt this. I don't know how long the book was.
Too long.
Okay, so, because I felt like the movie was rushed.
Okay.
You know, I was like, oh, you know, like, there were, like, moments of that I was thinking the whole time. You know, I was like, oh, they could have, like, you know, dragged this a little bit more.
Okay.
You know, for example, the end, but also, like, the little kids, I feel like if I, like, looked away for a second and came back, these kids had a whole thing already.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think there was, like, an argument outside at some point with another kid.
Right.
And I, like, went back, and it was, like, a 20-second thing.
Yeah.
And it really didn't even matter.
Right.
They just wanted to show you the characters, so I was like, they could have done a better job, like,
I get it.
You know, having me care for them.
Right. Especially because it seems like a lot happened to them. Like, they're very integral to the plot.
Yeah, like, Ralphie and, you know, whatever the other kid was.
Yeah.
So the whole time I was like, oh, like, you know, why are we on a rush?
Yeah.
You know, I do like the actor that played, is it Barlow?
The one from Game of Thrones.
The one from Game of Thrones. The Greyjoy dude.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
His part was kind of short, which I was a little bummed about, because I do love him.
Yeah.
But I felt like he could have been a little more sinister. Because, like, especially with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, they're, like, walking along the road, and he stops, and he's sort of a creep. Like, I wanted more of that.
Yeah, it was such a short amount of time. That's what I'm saying. I was like, why was it rushed? It's like, I want to see why he wanted to kidnap them before.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh, he's just a creeper.
Sure.
You know? We also, like, watch a lot of things that are, like, really, really fucking bad, you know, that are horrible. So at this point, we're, like, expecting, you know, the worst of the worst, you know, because I do think, like, being eaten by a vampire is not as bad as, you know, what the Menendez brothers went through, you know? Like, shit like that.
Yeah.
So the whole time I was thinking, like, oh, like, he's probably gonna see them another day, and then he just kidnapped the kid,
right?
So fast,
yeah.
You know,
right.
But whatever. At the end of the day, he was like kind of like a vessel for the actual vampire.
He was like his servant,
I guess. Servant,
yeah,
something. He would get them the victims, and because he just wanted Salem's Lot, which Salem is like short for Jerusalem, right? He just wanted, like, Salem's Lot to all be vampires, pretty much.
And then I guess from there, they would go out to, like, surrounding towns and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
So and, like, spread their shit around.
Right, populate it so the vampires are, like, running the world or something.
Yes. Let's talk about, like, that introduction of, like, characters. I wanted to talk about the doctor.
Alfie Woodard.
That's her name?
Yes.
Okay. So, I think she's an amazing actress. Listen, I think some of the acting was horrible.
Yes.
You know, I was like...
The beginning, for me, I was like...
The doctor. You know, when they're at the crematorium or wherever.
Yeah, mortuary.
Yeah, somewhere. wherever they are.
More.
So
more.
I was looking. I was watching it, and I'm thinking the whole time, oh, what's gonna happen is they're gonna wake up, and they're gonna be ready for it. But first, how do you fucking go there without the crosses ready?
There's something.
Something.
Have I heard it all? Yeah.
Something. They just go, let's go find out. You had a whole ass drive. You could have stopped anywhere.
Didn't believe it.
Yeah, still.
I know. You go
even if
prepare.
You don't believe, you prepare.
Yeah.
Maybe it's our anxious selves talking right now.
I
but
was
still.
Also a Girl Scout.
There you go.
So that's their motto, is to be prepared.
For anything and everything, you know? Yeah. So they get there, and then first she gets bitten. And with a fucking
rabies
shot,
yeah.
Goes away. And why didn't they know that before? Because we could have saved many people.
That was kind of cheesy. I was like, how does a rabies
and
shot...
And also, why is it taking you guys so long to react to this situation?
Right.
So basically, the leading character... Well, I don't really fucking remember his
Ben?
Name. Ben and the girl.
Susan.
Susan is just like in La La Land, you know, just like, get this, the tape that,
I know.
I was like, this is just bad.
That really made me mad when it's, because what it is the little boy Ralphie, right?
Yeah.
He's taken as a sacrifice. Then his brother, Danny or something,
yeah.
Right? He's bitten,
mm-hmm.
And then... He obviously attacks his mom, right?
Yeah.
So they're visiting her body in the morgue,
yes.
Right? So she's there, like, on the slab. And they're just staring there. And then all of a sudden, she's like, Danny! And then they're just, like,
and
standing there.
And
nothing.
The one arm.
Yes, I know. And then when she, like, sits up.
They're just looking.
And the doctor says, get my case. And Susan's just like...
That whole scene,
I was like, bitch,
move. And I'm also thinking, like, you know, because Stephen King is really good at being descriptive,
yeah.
Of every single thing,
right?
So I'm thinking maybe in the book the build up to it was way better,
yeah.
Because you're going from character to character, you
sure.
Know, and then they didn't know how to portray it in the movie,
yeah.
Because I read his books, and mm-hmm. You know, I think he gets like I go in and I already have an image of everything because he has given me every detail. So when I was looking at that, I was like, well, maybe that was written better in the book because there was a lot of like gaps.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, how are you guys all staring?
Mm-hmm.
And she had one arm out. She started calling Danny. She called Danny like four times.
Are you there?
Before they fucking moved.
Yeah. And honestly, I'd be out.
Oh, 100%.
I'm running out of there.
And also, like, why are you ringing this girly pop, Susan?
I don't know.
Why is she coming?
I did not like her character.
But also, why is she coming? Isn't she, like, a realtor?
Yeah. Well, I guess she, like, knows the people Salem's Lot. Like, she grew up there.
Oh, my God.
She thinks she knows everything.
Why? No, this is so unnecessary. And so many things happen, nobody called the cops. Ever.
Right. Well, the doctor does go to the sheriff at the end. And she's like, what are you going to do?
At the end.
What are you going to do about it?
And he's running away, because I would have run away, too.
I love that, too. When
yes.
It's like, you have all this time that lapses, and then she's like, I'm going to go see the sheriff. And he's, like, just walking out of his front door to get in his car and drive away as she's, like, walking up to the front door.
Yeah.
It's like perfect timing.
Yeah, it's like, oh honey, you waited way too long
yeah.
To call these people out.
Right.
You guys should have had crosses like, rather than the fucking rifles already. Like,
I'd be calling the armed guards. I'd be like, let's get some military in here. Forget our like podunk sheriff's department.
Also, let's talk about, and Trey brought this up to me today, which is like a few days after we watch it. He's like, how is it?
Oh gosh.
That they're in the middle of this disaster and they're about to tell people and they say, let's split up. You got 30 minutes.
Till sundown.
To go somewhere and tell people that this is happening, then come back.
My thing too was that it was like it just had, the sun had just risen. They went to talk to the father, Father Callahan. They go to the spooky house, and then it's 30 minutes to sundown.
What?
Like, what did you do all fucking day? You're talking to that priest?
The days were like an hour.
Yeah, I know. That was like, what?
And that's, also, yeah. I wanted to talk about the fact that, because I was thinking about this too. So at some point, I don't know if you noticed this, it's like the vampires are coming out in the shade, but not when the sun is down.
Right.
I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, vampires come out when the sun is down.
Right.
Not yeah. when there's shade.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, at when they're in the drive-in, mm-hmm. the movie drive-in, mm-hmm. they all come out because there's shade. And I was like, are they stupid?
Yeah.
And then the kid just, like, destroys the thing, which, and most of them burn. Which, by the way, he's the really bad actor, but he was the hero.
I liked his character, because I thought he was the smartest one.
He was
great.
He
took no shit.
Yes, yeah. The character, like, writing that character was the best idea, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But the actor, you know, he's also a kid. So
right.
I can be like, you
to
know.
To me, he wasn't the worst.
But he is so. In Dakota Fanning, you know. He is in, like, these actresses that were
like
great.
Like Haley Joel Osment in
yeah,
Sixth Sense.
That they were great since they were little,
right,
you
right.
know. But, yeah, he fucking saved everyone's asses. And I kept mm-hmm. thinking, like, are you all dumb that this kid is, like, solving the issues here?
You know what I love when you're talking about the shadows and stuff? When Susan goes to her house, she's like, my mom! And they
oh,
go
yeah.
to the house, right? And then now she's, like, the new Barlow. Because Mark,
right,
the
right.
badass kid,
yeah, yeah.
has... He was, like, kidnapped,
mm-hmm.
and he escapes. But first he kills Barlow, which,
yes.
which was so funny. Because he hits him over the head, and I was like, get him! And then
yeah.
I was like, yeah! So now... Susan's mom is like the new Barlow, and she
yeah.
has the shotgun and everything. But it was so funny because that like vampire came out of nowhere, and there's a window that's on the staircase.
Yeah,
and it's like
the
sun was coming through, and the vampire came out and bit Susan. And I'm like,
so it's like
what?
This. It's like, oh, if the sun is not directly to you, I'm like, this makes no sense.
That makes
sense.
No sense.
No
then
sense.
Why would they be in that dark ass basement?
Exactly.
Because that
exactly.
house had like no lighting, just cover the
Ever.
Windows.
Yeah.
And then they could like
yeah.
walk around the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you transfer him in a box rather than just like him in the back of the truck.
Right.
It was a lot of like.
Some stuff didn't make sense.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's really hard because I don't know if it was like that in the book.
I don't remember.
There you go. So maybe it wasn't. You know, maybe
yeah.
it was more specific.
Sure.
But there was a lot of contradictions in it, you
yeah.
know? And when shit like this happens, I'm like, I lose interest and I start
mm-hmm.
kind of like laughing
mm-hmm.
and kind of mocking it. I'm
sure.
like, this is not a line.
It's cheesy.
You
yeah.
know, it's super fucking cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, Ben, you know she's a fucking vampire, and you're gonna follow her to save her?
Well, they're in love. He met her, like, a day ago.
There you go.
They went to the drive-in together, so it's like he's gonna marry her.
How did that happen so fast? That's what I'm saying. It was so rushed.
Yeah.
You know, and in that one, that where they come get him, and she's, like, behind the door naked...
yeah.
I was like, oh, they're actually sleeping together.
Yeah.
You know, it was like there was no build up to their relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and where have I seen that actor?
The woman who plays Susan?
Ben.
So that's Lewis Pullman. That's Bill Pullman's son. He looks
oh,
like his dad.
Yes. Yeah.
He's been in something else. I feel like it was like a Western or something.
Okay.
Like Yellowstone. Or
yes.
Like one
yeah.
of those, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was good. Parts. Not like 100%. But I thought out of most people that
yeah.
he probably did a little bit better.
I mean, Susan.
No. I don't even know who she is.
I feel like I've seen her too. Like I've seen her in small roles.
It was a good cast because even the guy who was the teacher and he had that guy Mike. Who was like digging the grave and he gets bit and he's like sitting in the bar and he's like, why don't you stay at my house? And I'm like, hell no, I would not do it. I know it's a small town and it's like help your neighbor. I must not be that neighborly because I'd be like, dude, you need to go home and rest and not.
Is that what Jesus was claiming to like love thy neighbor? Because I wouldn't love my neighbor.
So that you get bit? Hell no.
No.
Yeah. Well, I love him, Bill Camp, because he was in Night of. With Riz Ahmed.
Oh, right.
And he was, just in Presumed Innocent.
I also think he was great.
He was
good. The voice. When he was, like, in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, like... And then, like, suddenly his, like, voice was normal. That was so fucking creepy. I want to say this also, like... This movie was cheesy and a lot of contradictions. But I screamed, like, 4 times.
There were some good jump scares.
Yes. Yeah. And...
I'm chicken shit. But they were good jump scares. There were a couple parts and I was like, oh, ah!
Yeah. Yes.
So,
yeah.
It does the job for sure.
But I do think, like, not everyone was really good. The teacher, I'm like, I also didn't understand the concept of, like, some characters being so involved without having anything to do with it.
Like who?
Like the teacher.
I guess he only got involved because of what happened with Mike.
Yeah, but still. Like, at some point, they show him at the school. It's like
in the beginning.
Yeah, like...
I guess they're, like, introducing his character and that he, like, knows these kids.
But then again, there was no build-up. I kept thinking the whole time, why is the teacher here? Why is the realtor here?
So that he could be the one to be, like, vampires...
Not like a researcher, not like I study mythology, like none of that.
Yeah.
A fucking school teacher. And he's like...
going through his books. He knew some stuff about vampires, apparently. Well, because he was the one who had the cross.
Yeah.
Which I did think it was interesting that it would like start glowing.
It would light up.
That was cheesy as fuck.
I was like, they're at a rave.
I love it. But...
Cross, cross, cross.
Blasphemy.
I do. Blast them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But when the priest has his, right? And then Straker comes and he's like, oh, you think you're a man of faith? And then his cross, like, loses the glow. And I'm like, but everybody else believes? That's why they're... Like, I was really confused with that. And I'm like, if anybody's still going to have their faith, it's going to be a priest, even if he questions it. You know?
And it was
that,
like,
that's
what
made
it
glow.
It was also like a priest that has gotten in trouble before.
Right. And he's got like a drinking problem and whatever.
But it was like... it was just so superficial, everything. Nothing had depth in it. You know? So, give me a priest that is hammer at the bar.
Yeah.
You know? And that you got to sober him up and explain to him, this is what happened. You can't have any other fucking drink because you gotta help us right now.
He was very quick to be like, you don't have to explain any of this crazy shit to me. I know. And it's like, well, you should question it a bit. Like, I know they deal with exorcisms and the devil, but that's not necessarily equivalent to vampires.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would have liked a little bit of resistance. You know, to be like, I don't believe you. Because right away he was like, yes, vampires. Because that is always the obvious answer, right? Yeah, there was a lot to be desired, but also at the same time, it was almost 2 hours.
Really?
Yes, it was an hour and 53 minutes.
Oh, okay.
See, for me, I thought the first hour was a little boring. I wasn't really into it. And then the second half, it did speed up, like, once people started turning.
I'm trying to think if I felt like it was boring. I can't even recall.
So, I mean, it must have been. It did make an impression on you.
Yeah.
You weren't into it.
Also, like, at the beginning, like, you have this, like, guy. It's the 70s, and you have a
guy with like a fucking top hat, you know, like with yeah. with an accent and right. you know, and it's like with like an antique store, but it's they're not giving you anything.
Yeah, no background.
Nothing.
But they want a little bit more. Like, is yeah. he from Romania or Transylvania?
Or also, like he's cheaper. Been alive for 100 years.
Right.
And he looks like this.
And that's the thing, too. Like, physically, how he looked. Like, I wish that he had, like, really long, gross fingernails. Or just, like, something about him that made him gross.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a really good actor.
He's an excellent
you know?
Actor.
Like he,
but within the first 5 seconds, when he's in the store
yeah.
talking to the whatever proprietor that was, I laughed. Like,
yeah.
it just felt cheesy to me. The dialogue was not that great. Like, I
yeah,
understand as an actor, you can only do so much
was,
with a script.
Yeah.
But considering he is so good, I was like,
you can't run away. You have to fight back. I just
and going like, after them. You can't stop me.
Oh my god, it's like, shut up, you're 8.
He's, no, he's 11 and 3 quarters.
All right. Fuck. But that's what I mean. It's like, these things, I don't know, it just felt, it felt like a cheesy movie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I hate that because Stephen King is great. You know,
yes.
and not all his books are good.
No.
But his books are dark.
Right, he's
you
the
know?
The king of horror.
Yeah, like he can bring scary in.
Yeah.
So, I had higher expectations.
Right.
I actually keep thinking that I did not look up the Rotten Tomatoes score. I don't think I should, because
okay.
you did look up.
I can now. I will if you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think it was a great movie. I think it was really, it lacked everywhere.
Yeah.
Performance-wise. But then again, like, it's true what you said, that the writing wasn't up to par. So,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, let's give the actress the benefit of the doubt, too.
Right.
But they weren't there. The script wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
The plot could have been there. We all watched Midnight Mass by
see, that's what I was thinking. Like, that to me is a how you do vampire.
That is vampire. Yes.
So
yes.
fucking good.
I think his name is like
Flanagan.
Mike Flanagan.
Yes.
Yes. His Midnight Mass
oh, wow.
is vampire. And it's that too. It's religion. It's
you
know,
have all the elements
too.
All
the elements.
Priest, you have
yeah.
like
yes.
a love relationship.
Yes.
You
yeah.
have like you have it all.
Everything. And the character that is the fucking vampire.
Right.
You know? So that is a vampire story.
Yes.
You know, so I felt like it lacked so much depth in it, and it's just it's disappointing because I was looking forward to it. You know, I've heard about this movie for a while, not because of the new one, but because of the old ones.
Right. And
I
swear I had heard that this was in the works, like, a while ago.
Okay.
And, like, they were going to remake it. And I was like, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? So I feel like this has sort of been a long time coming.
Okay.
With this. So, but also, that being said, it's like I understand that there's a lot involved with making a movie and everything, but when it takes so long to do something, and then, like, this is the end product, too, like, it's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Did you think that the actual vampire Straker was, like, scary? Do you think he was frightening? Do you think he was creepy?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I also feel like the setup of him coming out always
mm-hmm.
was, I didn't find him creepy when he was at the drive-in.
Okay.
You know?
Like the flying?
When he was in the basement, I was like, he's creepy.
Yeah.
You know? When it was in, like, really dark settings.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, he's just, like, standing there looking at all these cars, you know, and, you know, with the light shining through him, like, the light from the projector.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. You know, it was bad. I'm so sorry to tell you guys that
mm-hmm.
this, we do not recommend this.
I think it was like short clips of him. Like, if you just saw him really fast.
Yeah.
Like, there was the one part with the teacher when they were in the basement. And he tells him, Mark, run. And then he, like, the light goes on. And
yes.
There, I jumped.
Yeah, the dark spots. Like, oh, shit. Really dark
spots. And then he bites him. And then,
him,
yeah.
The teeth. And yes, he also looks right. A little bit like Voldemort.
A little bit, yeah.
I was like, yeah. Harry Potter.
More pale. Yeah. More white, not as gray. And he had a nose. But, yeah, a little Voldemort-ish.
It was giving Voldemort-ish, for sure.
Giving Voldemort.
Yeah, I was like, this is not as good as I expected it to be.
It was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because like I said, it was a long time coming, and I was kind of looking forward to it. Yeah. And like, okay, let's see how this is. And
it's been a long time coming, but yeah, it's... I don't think it's a good movie. You know, Stephen King, he also, like, produced.
Yeah, he usually has a hand in his stuff, whether it's, like, a producer.
But he's a millionaire, so it's like, he's
oh,
like,
my gosh.
He's probably like, whatever, it is what it is. Yeah.
He's still getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
He still writes, mm-hmm. You know? Like, he just came out
and
with a bunch
of
stories.
I think he's, like, one of those people that he's like, some of them are going to be good, some of them are not going to be good.
Right.
You know, like, I don't think he cares that much, so.
No, I think also, like, as an author, it's probably exciting to get your book turned into
a movie or TV.
So the fact that this is, like, the third or fourth time this is happening, he's probably like, again? Great!
And it's, like, the visual, like, oh, what you wrote and you described in your head, you've seen it with your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, each director's interpretation, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, each one is going to be different in some way.
Yeah.
So, it's probably fascinating. But, yeah, a little...
Yeah. It fell flat, guys. As a person that likes scary movies, good ones, mm-hmm. I don't think it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like a cheesy, scary movie, you
there
can definitely
a
watch it.
Good jump scares.
There were jump scares, for sure. Because I did scream, like, I would say, like, around four times. And I was like, ah!
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
so I feel like if you want to turn the lights off, hang out at home, grab a bowl of popcorn.
And, like, with friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You'll be scared, you have a good laugh.
Yes. Exactly.
A
perfect.
Great combo.
We love that, actually. That's perfect. That's how I like it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll comment in between, you won't miss a thing.
No. No, you won't. That's true. You'll be like, oh, wait, I went, I have to go to the bathroom. You come back, what happened?
Nothing. Oh, God.
They're still going after Straker. You're fine.
Man, that's true. Okay, so tell us what the Rotten Tomatoes score is.
Do you want me to do fun facts first?
Oh, right, yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we do have
fun
facts,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tan.
There's actually
that's actually
cute.
Not the sound of fun facts.
That's the spooky season fun facts music. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
So the writer for this was Gary Doberman. He's actually, I think he was responsible for It.
Okay.
And It Chapter 2, like the newer one.
Okay.
So he's actually, like,
yeah,
done some Stephen King before, which I liked the It
movies. 100%.
Those were good. And listen, like, that is a good book, but a little sad that he couldn't turn Jerusalem's Lot and Salem's Lot.
And you know that I feel like It 2 was too long.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he should have, like, shortened it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although that book is, like, 1,100 pages. It's insane.
It is really long.
Okay. So, writer Gary Doberman told Den of Geek in June 2019, so it hasn't been a long time, that his goal with the new version of Salem's Lot was to make vampires frightening again. He wants to get away from the sexier, more romanticized undead that have infested pop culture for much of the past quarter century, thanks to everything from, and he says, Interview with the Vampire to Twilight to the Vampire Diaries.
And I don't think, like, it was romantic in Interview with the Vampire at all.
Right. I disagree with the Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
Like, I still think that
it's
scary.
So creepy. Yeah.
But Twilight and Vampire Diaries, I will definitely agree with that.
For sure. I didn't even watch Vampire Diaries.
Me either.
Did not look good.
Nope. Sorry if you're a fan.
Oops.
As Ben drives through the town during and just after the opening credits, which, by the way, that song that they play at the beginning and the end, it's like,
don't come
creeping around.
Yeah, what's that?
Cheesy as fuck. That
it was super cheesy.
That sets the tone, too.
Yeah.
I get the lyrics, sure, but...
Guys, we keep telling you to come to us before you make them movies. We will give you the right direction, because it is true. That setup of that song, I was like, I feel like they were trying to be creepy, but it wasn't creepy enough. It became a fucking comedy moment.
Right.
I kept saying that. I was like, what is this fucking song singing about?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, I want to know what that's... No,
I would rather just have instrumentals.
Yeah, thank you.
Like,
thank
Psycho.
You. Thank you.
You know, like, just give me some strings or something. I'll take that. That feels more ominous than spooky, spooky, spooky do. I don't know what it was.
Okay, dookie doo.
I wish. I'm going to make that song, actually.
Spooky, ookie, dookie doo.
By Tracy.
Deep-ass lyrics.
Hey, I'm deep. Okay, so he's driving through the town, opening credits. He drives by a mechanic shop where there is a red 1957 Plymouth Fury that was being worked on. It's the same car from Christine. Which is another Stephen King.
Oh, I remember the cover of that book, actually.
Right,
yeah.
So I think that was made in, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Amongst a survey of its users, Fandango ranked this adaptation as the number one most anticipated horror movie of 2023. Yeah. I would like to talk to those people now that it's coming.
Yeah,
like,
Fandango. I actually use them to buy my movie tickets.
Yeah,
I'm like, Fandango, you hire us. You know, we should use their hashtag now that I'm thinking about it. I forgot about Fandango.
You come through. In March 2024, Variety reported that the film will release on Max, which it did. And it received a theatrical release in the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Why?
Random as fuck. I have no idea.
Do you think they were laughing at us?
Probably. But I think they laugh at us anyway.
That's true.
they probably think Americans are crazy as shit anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Speaking of adaptations, mm-hmm. This is the second feature film adaptation of the novel.
Okay.
Previously, it has been made into a television series. So the first time was in 1979.
Okay.
And then, which was directed by Toby Hooper, who did The Chainsaw Massacre and Poltergeist.
Okay.
Then there was a follow-up in 1987 called A Return to Salem's Lot, which was created for the big screen. And then there was another TV miniseries in 2004. So that starred Rob Lowe as Ben Mears and Donald Sutherland as Straker.
Okay.
You look at the past, it's really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also for the listeners, the original Salem's Lot, it is on HBO too. Because I saw it. I saw that it was, like, under it. So if you do want to watch it, you know. I haven't... Did you see it? Have you seen it?
No.
I have not seen it. So maybe I'll watch it to, like, compare. I'm scared.
1979, like, that's got to be pretty cheesy. If this is cheesy...
I know, but think of The Shining. That was done a long ass time ago.
That's true.
And I did read the book of The Shining before I watched the movie. And I'll never forget being so disappointed at the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a piece of shit. The Shining is top book. Like, it's so well written.
Right.
Everything. And then in the movie, I was like, this is missing so many things. Because in the book, you kind of, like, fall in love with the dad's character and how much he loved his family.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, you don't get any of that.
No.
It's like a switch out of nowhere.
Right.
and you hate him right away, in the book, you have a hard time hating him because you know who he was before.
Right.
Before going to the hotel.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, the movie kind of sucked compared to the book.
That, and then also I think because it's from his perspective, that internal...
those internal monologues that we had.
Like his thoughts. Reading them, so you see the transformation and like the how the hotel is like overtaking
him.
So I think that was harder to translate into a movie.
Yeah.
I get it. Also, the fact that they killed a black guy too, and he didn't die in the book.
Yeah.
Rude.
Super rude. Can we talk about how the black people always go away first?
Yeah. In this one
that we just watched, the whole black family gone.
And although Mark did survive.
He did. But they didn't believe his child.
I know.
He was like, we gotta go. And they're like, no, we don't.
I also think that that's just like how parents are in general a lot of the time. Is
parents
that they,
back then, too.
Especially back then.
Yeah.
They didn't believe their kids.
Never. How did we survive? The 90s.
On a hope and a prayer. Alright. At about 57 minutes in, so when we see Mark, he's in his... This is like after Danny comes to his room and is like, open the window, let me in. With his like beady red eyes. And then he... shoes him out of his house, and he's under the covers, and he's looking at the comics.
Yeah.
So the first comic book that he's looking at, that was from DC Comics Weird Mystery Tales, Volume 1, Number 16, and that was from March of 1975. None of the three stories in that issue relate to vampires, but the series is about supernatural occurrences.
Oh, okay.
Then the second one he reads is from DC Comics House of Secrets, Volume 1, Number 122, which hit the stands in May of 1974.
Okay.
So at least it was like... time period accurate.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, I feel at least they were sticking with 74, 75, which is, like, basically, I guess, when it takes place, which is good. So speaking of the two films that they were showing at that drive-in, one was The Drowning Pool, that was showing at 7 p.m., and Night Moves was at 9 p.m., and both of them were released in 1975.
Oh, interesting. I love those.
Yeah.
Songs.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, this I thought was interesting, so this can relate to the book a little bit. So when Father Callahan gets attacked, and then we finally see his body, and there's blood around his mouth, he's the only one that has that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is in reference to the novel, which I had like totally forgotten about this, but in the novel, Barlow, he forces Callahan to drink his blood, which is tainted.
Oh, interesting.
Right, so that means that he can't go on holy ground. So he can't go to the church or anything.
Got it.
His blood is tainted
with
like vampire blood
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Making him a broken man. And he leaves.
Okay.
So in the book, he leaves. He stays alive. And then whereas
makes sense.
In basically like every other adaptation, he gets killed off. Which I think is interesting. They're like, kill the priest.
It's also like when you're getting casted as an actor and you're like, fuck, I'm the priest. You know?
Dang.
Like, oh, that person.
Yeah.
He's gonna die.
Yeah. I mean... Kurt Barlow's characterization in the film is based on how the character was portrayed in Salem's Lot in 1979, was having an inhuman appearance resembling the character of Count Orlok in Nosferatu, a symphony of horror from 1922.
Wait, which, by the way, Nosferatu is coming out, I think, next month. I don't know if it's the movie theaters or to like
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, which is so funny. I'm sorry I'm interrupting
your
fun facts. So
when
I was little, my stepdad used to always scare my sister and I. And we didn't get it, but he would say like, if we would like go to the living room by ourselves and nobody had turned the lights on, it was like nighttime, he would be like, quick, quick, Nosferatu is gonna come get you. We will run away, but we had no, we pictured Nosferatu in our head, like whoever, you know, a fucking monster,
right.
You know. And as I got older, he explained to me that was a vampire.
I don't care what it is. It's like,
when the announcement of that movie came on, I told him, I like said it to him, and I was like, oh shit, Nosferatu is coming to the movies. And he was like, oh my god, I can't believe you remember that. And I'm like, yeah, my sister and I were traumatized.
Yeah.
Because whatever that was going to come get us always.
Yeah.
What a core memory.
Dads.
Yeah, literally.
Oh boy. In the novel, Barlow resembles a pale but ordinary human with unusually long and slender fingers and red glowing eyes, and is quite talkative.
Okay.
See, so it's like kind of creepy. So I'm like, I kind of wanted more of that.
Yeah.
Film.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
And you know, you're telling me it was 1:55. I did not even notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was shorter. But then I think of, like, how could they have given me more? But there were moments that I was like, this is... You know, we've seen so many good shows and good movies that they, like, make you fall in love with the characters in, like, 2 minutes. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's... That they failed in that, you
right.
know? Like, it probably didn't need to be longer. It just needed to be better told,
mm-hmm.
you know? So...
Yeah. It's like picking and choosing, because it's like some things could have been drawn out more, other things should have been condensed.
Some things didn't need to
be in it
at all.
Yeah.
Like that fucking we keep going back to the drive-in. That was so long.
Yes.
I was like, why are we still here?
Really long.
So long. That took so long. And the realtor scene too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the drive-in scene at the end.
When they meet.
Oh, at the beginning.
Yeah. I was like, why are they taking... This conversation is taking too long. Even when he meets her and she's like, oh, there's this place.
Right.
Everything could have been like half the time. Everything.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because my last one died. The ending at the drive-in is heavily foreshadowed when Susan tells Ben, you'll find the whole town here most nights it's open. Later, the whole town ends up at the drive-in after they become vampires, which is where they sleep in the cars, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This element is also foreshadowed earlier when a group of people are shown sneaking into the show by hiding in a car trunk, and Susan refers to it as a rite of passage. So that whole scene is supposed to be foreshadowing, like, what happens at the end.
Which
is why he has the idea to go to the drive-in.
Yeah, yes. And let me tell you, it wasn't even those parts. It was more like just, like, them two. Their conversations.
I thought she was so boring.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand the
she
the love story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Them. Yeah. Do you have the scores?
I do. So Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter.
Yeah.
That's them.
That's
right?
Them.
Okay.
Yeah.
They gave it a 46.
Which I think is it's generous.
Yeah.
Compared to you know why? Because they gave like 50-something to the Menendez brothers.
That's true.
So I'm like...
way better.
And that
yeah.
was so much better.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And then what did the audience say?
The audience gave it a 40%.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Yeah.
So for the first time, for the listeners, for the first time, we do agree with
the
audience.
Audience. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Because most time we're like, what are people thinking? That was
oh
great. And then you can really look for it. But yeah,
yeah,
this time...
Wow.
And then, real quick, IMDb gave it a 5.7.
Yeah. I mean, IMDb is just like people.
Yeah. But still, but considering it was 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.7
yeah.
is still kind of high, I think.
Oh, 100%.
Too high.
Yeah, too high. I think it would have been like 4 stars. And like, no offense to Stephen King, we both love Stephen King. Like,
yes,
we,
he has some
we,
incredible books.
I'm still waiting for that Joe Wright movie. it's Joyride, right? The one about, so it's like this guy that ends up working through the summer at this theme park.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That is a great book to make a movie.
And it's short, too.
And it's short, so you can go deep with the characters. It's, I am still waiting for someone to say, like, hey, well, let's make this movie.
Yeah.
Joyride is wonderful. Yeah. I fucking love that book.
That one
you recommended
really
that book
yes.
to me.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked it. So, book recommendations.
Yeah, that one was good.
And most of these books that are, you know, that are creepy are usually really fucking good. I feel like this movie was just like, it fell on its face.
Yeah.
No.
Like, yeah.
Not good at all.
Right.
So we recommend only if you want to have a few jump scares, which is what you said, and a couple of laughs.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a mix. If you're going in for the acting, I'm sorry.
No, this ain't gonna do it.
Turn around. Yeah. Go out.
Pull a U-turn.
Yeah.
No.
It's not gonna work out.
Right. No, no, no.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're just a person that do want to watch, like, scary movies just cause, yeah, just go ahead and watch it.
Right.
But if you're, like, a big critic when it comes to them, we do not recommend.
Yeah, you're not gonna like it.
Yeah. Woof.
Woof is right.
I just...
Like, I didn't have high expectations, but I'm so disappointed.
I did have high expectations because I remember watching the trailer, and I it was Joe that recommended this for us. And, you know, he loves really good scary movies. So
yeah.
We were like, oh, okay, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I tried to not watch the trailer, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah.
Vampires.
And fucking vampires.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it for today.
That is it.
Oh, man. First episode in person.
Beautiful.
Well, we're here in Orlando. We're going to shit our pants in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So, actually, my friends are going to shit their pants. I'm going to be laughing. The fact that everyone is here scared except for me.
I know.
I was telling Trey, I was like, you're going to have to protect everyone. He's like, wait, no. He's like, you guys have to protect me. And I was like, I am the only one enjoying this right
you're
now.
You're going first. That's all I
am. It's fine.
We're it's sacrificing fine. You.
I know. She's the first one.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, we're excited about that, and we can't wait to tell you guys about it next week on next episode. I guess that's it for today.
That's it.
Good job, everyone.
Yay!
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you all next week. Thank you for judging with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.